We deal in profound mystery here. Who are these demons that recognize Jesus and say, "Thou art the Son of God"? See, I see some. The thing I am so upset about is the territory of demonology has been turned over to lame brains and nuts for the most part. About time somebody addressed this subject and tried to unravel some things, not only scripturally, but philosophically. I am fascinated with this subject. Atlantis. You want me to just forget Case and just throw him away? Nothing more about Atlantis? Nothing more about Atlantis? Now, all those lice and bugs didn't get in that ark. What is it that makes... By the way, do you know that his description of Atlantis is identical to the Hopi Indian description of the past ages of the earth? Where'd they get it? The baffling and thought-provoking case of the Piri Reis maps, remember that? Indicates that scientifically advanced civilizations existed in prehistoric eras. The story of the maps was brought to the attention of the public on August 26, 1956, in a radio broadcast by the Georgetown University Forum, Washington, D.C. Participating in the broadcast were Reverend Daniel Lynam, director of Western Observatory of Boston College, seismologist and participant in the recent U.S. Navy explorations in Antarctica. Mr. A.H. Mallory, well-known authority on ancient maps. Mr. I.I. Walters, cartographer, formerly with U.S. Hydrographic Office. I showed you that map the other night. Had to be copied from someone, passed down. The Piri Reis was a Turkish admiral. His pilot and slave had been on voyages with Columbus. When captured, the pilot had with him a map used by Columbus, and using this and other ancient maps, Piri Reis compiled the world map. The only problem is Queen Maud Land down Antarctica was not covered with ice. The Atlantis and the world that Edgar Cayce saw, the Nile River flowed westward through the Sahara. Now, one of the three times when Atlantis had problems, there was a meeting, and they flew around. Oh, I know what I was going to say. That Piri Reis map could not have been constructed without aerial photographs. And on Atlantis, they had flying machines. Edgar Cayce saw flying machines. And they all flew to one of the major islands after the breakup for a meeting where they would figure out how to deal with the animals that were terrorizing mankind. Well, some of those horror movies coming to life. And Edgar Cayce saw them with nuclear and atomic type, the descriptions of weapons they conceived, laser beams. They had a council of war, how to deal with the animals. Horror movies personified. And listen to this one. In Atlantis, entity, he's giving a reading now about an entity, but in Atlantis, entity was one of those who received the messages as to the needs of dividing of the children of the law of one for the preservation of the truths of same in other lands, among those directors of expeditions to Egypt, Pyrenees, and to Yucatan and land of Og, just before breaking up of the Atlantean land. Now, he's asleep. He's given his reading. Later, with the revivifying of the priests in Egypt, the entity was among those that set about the unifying of the teachings of the Atlanteans. He's asleep. The Egyptians, the Indians, the Indochinans, the Mongoloids, the Aryan peoples, all these were activities of the entity. For he was the messenger or message bearer. You give me a number? Message bearer or means through which the transmission of messages were set up. Now, three extracts follow were given months and years apart. One of the Atlanteans that came into Egypt aided in quelling the people, bringing reason, concerted activity among rulers and those in power, politically and religiously, not only in Egypt, but to many lands to which emissaries were sent. Among young Atlanteans brought into Egypt acted as secretary to priest, instructing those going out for service in other lands. In Atlantean land, when there were those activities that changed the dwelling of the peoples among the younger of those who came into Egypt, entity was what would be called today a psychoanalyst. Now listen close. In that period when the division arose in the land now known as Egypt, years before the Prince of Peace came into Egypt in person, the entity among those who were the builders in the physical sense of the homes and places and dwelling places of the people then in power, not as an architect, not as a laborer, rather as an overseer of those then labored and representing both the native and the alien. What was the date of the actual beginning and ending of the construction of the pyramid? And was 100 years in construction, begun and completed in the period of Ararat's time with Hermes and Ra. You know, Hermes is Enoch. What was the date B.C. of that period? Blank to blank before the Prince of Peace entered Egypt. Well, let's skip over the date for a minute. Now, you know, all fair once we're at it here. So, you know, if they can find it in the camera, it's all right with me. In Atlantean land before the final destruction. In Atlantean land before the final destruction, when the priest came from Egypt to Poseida to gain Poseidia, to gain understanding of law of one, that there might be records carried back to Egypt. The entity returned with the priest, became embroiled in Egyptian politics. Entity made Egypt his home. Rebellions continued in Atlantis. Many Atlanteans made exodus to Egypt. Entity aided Egyptians in chemistry, building, economics, commerce, labor, arts in the broader sense, music, workers and metals, precious stones. Entity had charge of records brought from Atlantis to Egypt. Gotta hurry. Gotta hurry. Entity in the Atlantean Egyptian land among those who came into Egyptian experience for preserving the records of those activities became a supervisor of the excavations in studying the old records and in preparing and building the house of the records for the Atlanteans as well as part of the house initiate, as well as a part of the house initiate or great pyramid. Entity aided the priest in the preparation of the manner of building the temple of records, the life just beyond that enigma that still is the mystery of mysteries for those who seek to know what were the manners and thought of the ancient sons who made man beast as a part of the consciousness. And there's something here I wanted to read to you. It would be well if this entity were to seek either of the one in the Atlantean land that sank, which will rise and is rising again, another in the place of records that leadeth from the Sphinx to the Hall of Records in the Egyptian land, a third in the Aryan or Yucatan land where the temple there is overshadowing same. Now here's a picture. Here's a pyramid again. Now here's a pyramid. In position, this lies as the sun rises from the waters as the line of the shadows or light falls between the paws of the Sphinx that was set later as the sentinel or guard, which may not be entered from the connecting chambers from the Sphinx right paw until the time has been fulfilled when the changes must be active in this sphere of man. Now, this guy's fascinating. Another extract. He's reading. All of his sleep pronouncements were called readings. They were taken down stenographically. They're all there in Virginia Beach. Man, just think what CBN could tell you. They'd do a little research. Well, NCN will do it for them. But here's what he's saying. Before that, we find the entity was in the Atlantean land, when there were construction activities of the children of the law of one during the periods when the land was being broken up. We find the entity was the leading influence for the considering of ways and means in which there would be the preserving of records from the destruction of the lands. It would be well if this entity were to seek either of the three phases of the ways and means in which those records of the activities of individuals were preserved. The one in the Atlantean land that sank, which will rise and is rising again. It would be well if this entity were to seek either of the three phases of the ways and means in which those records of the activities of individuals were preserved. The one in the Atlantean land that sank, which will rise and is rising again. And he prophesied some 20-some years after his death, plus, that it would begin to rise again, the area around Bimini. Another in the place of the records that leadeth from the Sphinx to the Hall of Records in the Egyptian land. Boy, I'd start throwing sand if I were there. Another in the Aryan or Yucatan land, where the temple there is overshadowing sand. Before that, the entity was in the Atlantean land, when there were those periods necessitating the exodus because of the destructive forces being used by the children of Belial. The entity was a priestess in the law of one. And among those who came into the Egyptian land as the elders in those groups for preserving the records, as well as for preserving a portion of that race, that peoples. With the periods of the reconstruction after the return of the priests, the entity joined with those who were active in putting the records in forms that were partially of the old characters of the ancient or early Egyptian and part in the newer form of the Atlanteans. These may be found especially when the house or tomb of records is opened in a few years from now. That was July 17, 1941. In Egypt, during the building of many tombs, these are just straight readings. In Egypt, during the building of many tombs that are being found today, the entity aided in the construction of the Hall of Records yet to be uncovered. If Case is right, somewhere in Egypt they'll dig up records of Atlantis. In the Atlantean land, when there was the knowledge through the teachers and leaders of the law of one of the coming destruction of the Atlantean or Poseidon land, the entity journeyed from Atlantis or Poseidon first to the Pyrenees or Portugal land, later to the Egyptian land. During those periods after the recall of Rata, the priest, when there were attempts for the correlations of knowledge, the entity was among the first to set the records. Now, Case was that priest in Egypt, banished to Abyssinia, then called back by his own reincarnation recollection. And if he was, and that being was still in him, talking through him when he went to sleep, the old boy would have a pretty good memory of it. If. During those periods after the recall of Rata, the priest, when there were attempts for the correlation of knowledge, the entity was among the first to set the records that are yet to be discovered or yet to be had of those activities in the Atlantean land, and for the preservation of data that is yet to be found from the chambers of the way between the Sphinx and the Pyramid of Records. In Egypt, of the Atlanteans who set about to preserve records, the entity came with those groups who were to establish the Hall of Records or House of Records, and may directly or indirectly be among those who will yet bring these to light. The entity Hepsuft led in keeping of the records and buildings that were put in their respective places at this time. This was in the period as given of blank years before entering the Prince of Peace in the land, to study, to become an initiate in and through whose same activities that were set up by Hepsuft in this dedication ceremony. Give in detail what the sealed room contains. It contains see you tomorrow night. Same time, same place, not the same thing.